WLBC News Update, I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When heading off from Dorval, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the Best Western Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool to gain an extra hour of sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Go to the S at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Thank you. Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back. We're back on a chair. This is Will and Back. This is Stephen Pickard once again in studio with you. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on your StarGuide 3 receiver. And we got a special guest in the studio today. We've got Ella Sobel back from her trip to Alaska. And we've got, of course, Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips, two of our very good friends who are with us on our very first syndicated days at Liberty Works.
And they're here with us in the studio today talking about Chicago.
Yep. And I'm a New York City girl, so for me to...
Big intercity rivalry.
Yeah, exactly. So for me to say wonderful things about Chicago.
Actually, we both decided we could actually live there.
Really? In Chicago? Yeah. Well, a lot of people do, so.
You wouldn't be the first.
It's a nice city.
Been there five, six times. Yeah. Always enjoyed myself. Always something to do. Actually, I broadcast live a few years ago from the Museum of Broadcast Communications and History down. They have a studio.
We did a show from there.
Did the show there live, and they hooked us up. It's a great city. Lots of interesting things to see and do. Some great restaurants as well.
Yeah, good eating.
And it's so clean and beautiful.
Chicago.
It's amazing.
You kidding me?
Yep.
The windy city.
Well, seriously. All the dirt away.
Exactly.
Well, for it to have... cleaned itself up quite that way, because there was a time that it wasn't quite so clean. I mean, there's a lot of American cities these days which quite aren't up to snuff. But the thing is, we've seen in the last few years urban renewal and whatnot. New York City's done an amazing job cleaning itself up. And now you're mentioning Chicago is really nice and clean.
And they've really made it tourist-friendly with a number of easy-to-use incentives for tourists to get out there and save money.
Yeah, absolutely. The first one we came across is the Chicago Guidebook of Special Values. I like that word.
This is Sandra Lowe's value.
Yeah.
Right. It's a bunch of coupons that give you like 2-for-1 for the river tour. There's 15% off restaurants. There's $2 off for the John Hancock Tower. Even men's shoes. You can get 15% off men's shoes with these coupons.
How about women's bathing suits? I like to see them 100% off.
There's something called the City Pass, and this is the thing you'll see in a few cities around the U.S. where for one set fee, this one is $49, you can get to go into all the different museums in the city, 9 days of admissions for things like the Art Institute. You know, Seurat, Sunday,
yeah,
La Grande
Jatte is
there, and the American
Dotted
Gothic,
painting, yeah.
You know, that famous painting. The Field Museum has Sue, the complete Tyrannosaurus Rex fossil. Mm-hmm. The Museum of Science, you can go into a working coal mine and see a good railroad exhibit of the Great Train story. Yep. So there's a heck of a lot you can do in one city pass.
Mm. And of course, downtown Chicago has so many great places to stay, and many of them offer some wonderful weekend getaway rates. You're right there walking distance to all the shopping and the museums and the restaurants, and some great deals there as well.
That's the one thing about Chicago. It's very walkable, but as well as if you have to take the train, there's a deal.
The CTA, the Transit Authority, has these 1, 2, 3, or 5 day passes. And it's you can buy them in advance. You can buy them right there in certain ones of the stations. And it's a super deal.
And you can just go wherever you want, anywhere in the city.
That's very smart. We've seen that in other cities. Montreal does it too.
You can take the train right in from O'Hare Airport if you don't have.
We did. What did it cost us?
It cost us $1.50.
Right. Can you imagine most airports like $25, $35,
$50? Yeah, yeah. You want to take some good money to get out of the airport wherever you go. Yeah, so
$1.50 to get downtown. Mm-hmm. And it was part of our daily pass.
Now, you mentioned the hotels. We stayed in some beautiful hotels. Yeah. Chicago is known for architecture. The first one we stayed at was the Drake Hotel. Now, Princess Di stayed there. That gives you an idea of how nice. This is the Grand Dame building.
Overlooking Lake Michigan.
It's at the corner, so it's actually two sides on the lake.
Yeah. You have velvet banisters. You know what I loved in the elevator? There's a little settee, a little couch in there to sit down in the elevator.
In the elevator. That's like one of those grand old-fashioned. We see that like in the old Beaux-Arts-style buildings.
Chanel boutique is in
something
there.
Something you never see before.
If you can't afford to stay at the hotel, you can do something like have tea in the afternoon there, and you can still absorb the atmosphere.
The Park Hyatt, another one we stayed at, it's right facing the water tower, and it's a tall needle, gorgeous, gorgeous building, and the service makes you feel like royalty.
Really?
It was one of the best services we ever had in a hotel.
They'll do anything for you.
When we walked
anything?
In, they said, would you like drink sent to your room?
That's really
there was
nice.
One of the bellhops was playing with the kids in the lobby while their parents were checking. You don't see that.
Ask him
places.
To help find his lost cat?
In the rooms, the rooms were designed down to the doorknobs.
Yeah, the light switches. Every single thing is like perfectly designed.
Task lighting. You had like a padded window bench to lie in the window and read a book while you're there, and a leather armchair. You don't see this nowadays in hotels.
We were on the 7th floor looking straight at the water tower out of our window. You can see the water tower and then the lake in the distance.
Yeah.
Great.
So beautiful.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. And then we went to Edgy. Then we went to
the W Hotel.
The W. Hey, I'm W.
That's right. That's
Neil
where
Dragon
the young people
me w.
obviously
They're
go.
One of the Starwood Hotels brands. Yes,
right. This is where the young people go because you walk in and it's loud and there's parties going on right in the
whiskey. Yeah,
exactly like my place.
Yeah, the Whiskey Blue Bar is attached to it. And so you really feel like you're in the midst of the buzz of the city there. In the bathroom, they have this cool privacy glass screen, oversized lounge chairs, like, you know, just plunk down and snuggle up.
And
in.
They have the famous W Heavenly Beds.
Yes. All kinds of pillows and down
piles
comforters.
Of feather pillows.
Yeah.
Did you have a pillow fight? That's always what you want to do with with feather pillows.
Yeah, in the middle of this bed, they actually had a big, giant velvet apple pillow. That was a kind of weird thing.
Pillow? They have apples in a pillow?
It was the shape of an apple.
Oh, shape of an
apple. You can only have the pillow fights after you've spent time in the whiskey bar, because that'll get you a little more revved up.
Ella's just making this worse, huh? Yeah, it's a tickle fest.
Now, leave it up to me. I actually even found a deal in Chicago for a hotel. The Embassy Suites, right downtown.
Sandra can find a deal anywhere.
Right near all these great ones. For $139, you get a free buffet breakfast and a free buffet supper. And we're talking a suite. Mm. We're talking two rooms.
You're kidding.
Great
that
for
was
family.
The best deal I could find, yeah.
Lots the more you spend for your hotel, the less you get in terms of free breakfast.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, there's a direct correlation.
We found this all the way down 95 as well.
Yeah, Stan and Sandra, of course, are famous for their book, Drive I-95.
Right. We want to talk a little bit
about the architecture. That's one of the real reasons people go and just wander the streets and just look at the buildings.
The architecture in Chicago has to be... Besides Dallas, Dallas is the only thing that comes close.
Really?
Every building, you just stare at it.
Is it that nice?
In here, there's pie-shaped buildings, triangular buildings, S-shaped buildings, circular buildings, blue buildings. It's just like each one wanted to outdo the next.
Well, you know, John Hancock Building, among other things, very famous landmark around the world.
I think that started maybe that whole concept of they have these giant X's down the side of the building. And
don't forget the Sears Tower, too.
Yeah.
And there's been buildings right... For over a century, Chicago has been at the epicenter of architectural innovations in the office structure and development.
And in fact, they have this architectural foundation that runs 70 different tours. You could tour anything you like by foot, by bike, by bus.
Rickshaw.
You can actually do it on a boat, and that's what we did. Boat right up the river, and it just goes... Some of the most beautiful towers are right on the river.
You laugh. I bet there are rickshaws.
So you feel like you're in Venice, but you're in Chicago. You can't believe this. You know,
it is kind of nice.
The sun's shining and you're, you know, lolling, going down this river.
And the water smells better.
We got about 30 seconds to break, guys.
Yep, we're going
to
continue talking about Chicago weekend getaways with Sandra Phillips and Stan Posner. 1-877-CHICAGO, 1-877-244-2246 for information. www.cityofchicago.org/tourism for all the information on Chicago that we're talking about today on Travel World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Summer's here. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and back to Stephen Pickford in studio. Alice Obel back from her trip to Alaska. And, of course, we're in studio with two of our very special guests, good friends of ours, Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips, authors of the book Drive I-95. And they're talking to us about their recent trip to Chicago.
And one of the words just jumps out from my points here, free. And what is there?
That's Stephen.
Oh, yes. I see the word free. It's to my favorite. four-letter word that begins with F. And
well, almost. It's a close race.
Yes, and close race, yes. Which comes first and which comes second?
Actually, there's three.
Food.
No, we're going to get to food
then
as well.
That makes four, then.
Anyhow,
let's, as we get along, before we digress here.
We were surprised at how much free things there was to do in Chicago. You always think of a big city as expensive.
Yeah.
But they offer you a lot.
There's actually a free trolley tour. It's four trolley routes, and you just get on and off wherever you like, whenever you like.
Do they give it a cute name like Molly the Trolley?
No, it's just called Free Trolley.
Free Trolley.
That's cute enough for me.
Lincoln Park Zoo. It's right on the water. It's free. You've got a farm in the zoo. There's African apes in their natural habitat. Big area to walk around.
Maurice moved to Chicago?
It's right beside the lake.
And as well, what they do in Chicago, the museums themselves each give one free day or evening. So you can go to the Smart Museum for art. There's a photography museum, a holography museum, a stained glass museum.
Holography museum.
A Mexican museum. But each one.
Did you see the glass blower? In the glass museum, stained glass museum. They have glass blowers?
We missed it.
Oh. How to make
we
glass.
We could do everything.
Low stained glass directly.
We're going to have to go back.
And, of course, this works up an appetite. I mean, I know that we all talk about deep dish pizza in Chicago. And I could use some right now.
Yeah.
But there's so many varied foods that
we actually
you can
discovered
have.
Not only deep dish pizza, we discovered something new, which is stuffed pizza.
Yes.
That's the big thing in Chicago right now.
Isn't that what happens to you after you've eaten it?
Before,
first
the pizza used to stuff us.
Yeah, first they
stuffed
the pizza.
We went to a super restaurant called Giordano's. Very busy, very...
Lineups. You
know, lineups all the time. And you can get this Chicago-style stuffed pizza stuffed with beef, onions, relish, celery, hot peppers.
Relish?
Tomatoes.
No, on a pizza?
No, stuffed peppers, Canadian bacon, pineapple, shrimp. Pineapple. Yeah, that's the Hawaiian pizza.
The Gadori pizza.
Now, hot dogs, Chicago-style hot dogs. Have you ever had one of those?
No, not in pizza.
Not in pizza.
This is a separate thing.
Not yet, but we have an idea here.
Oh.
Do tell.
Leave it to Sandra.
Now, do you know what's on a Chicago? You know, this would be one of those trivia questions.
Okay.
What's on a Chicago hot dog?
Okay, you've got... beef, onions, relish, celery. You can get hot peppers, tomatoes, mustard. It's a big, giant mouthful. It's like a meal on a hot dog.
Not a word out of you, Ella.
Did you find, when you were there, Garrett popcorn? Now, this is something I didn't know about, and I walked. There's only a couple of outlets downtown. Popcorn that's been there 55 years. It's one of these traditions.
The store has been. Not the popcorn.
I
thought that sounds like the popcorn we get here in Montreal.
They sort of developed what we know as the caramel crisp popcorn, so it's sticky and caramelly.
Like
and then,
Cracker Jacks.
just to contrast that, they came up with a cheddar cheese popcorn.
So
there's one sweet one and one salty one. They actually mix them together in a bag. I didn't see it, but it does work together.
Cheese and caramel?
Yeah, it works. It's really delicious.
It tastes good like that.
People buy half and half and put it all together.
Yeah, and you can actually get it online. You could actually get it mailed anywhere in the U.S. at garrettpopcorn.com.
And you can have it done with cashews inside.
That's good.
We found
cashews are good. Pecans also.
An original, people who like breakfast, an original pancake house.
Oh.
18 different kinds of pancakes.
Delicious.
Yes. Swedish pancakes with lingonberries and cherry crepes. And Dutch German pancakes. So that was fun.
There's something called the Grand Lux Cafe, which is just overlooking Michigan Avenue. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant, relatively inexpensive, and you're at a gorgeous window overlooking the avenue.
So that's where all the action is.
There's something called the Corner Bakery Cafe.
What action?
Well, it's the Mad
Mile. What action is on the corner?
Yeah, Michigan Avenue
is
the place.
It's like the Mad Mile.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the Broadway. It's like Fifth Avenue.
When you went to Chicago, did you see that one particular part of the street? I don't know what street it is again, but it's the beginning of Route 66. And there's this old place.
We only talk about 95. We don't talk about 66.
There you go. See, 95. Well, 95 doesn't quite go to Chicago.
We're making the I-95 the Route 66 of this century.
Yes, exactly.
Right on.
So that's why
anyway,
they're talking about Chicago.
And then there's everything from, you know, French at the Brasserie Joe, a famous authentic brasserie. Berghoff East, it's been around for, I don't know, probably 80 years or so. It's an institution, a landmark there. Yeah,
they've got great Wiener Schnitzel, sausages, you know.
So
you
can get
food.
Every flavor in Chicago Wiener Schnitzel. Food. Mm-hmm. We went to a Russian restaurant.
Yes. In the same area. It's right in the loop.
All our food is like this.
It's called, instead of Russian Tea Room, this is called Russian Tea Time. And they've got everything, pelmeni.
Golf balls, boiled golf
paprika,
balls.
Paprika chicken.
Okay. Speaking about all these sort of ethnic foods, there are neighborhood
ethnic
tours.
Ethnic with money? Food?
No. There are neighborhood tours of all the different ethnic neighbors. There are so many tours and walking tours in Chicago. That's the exciting part of the city because you can get down, you know, right close to.
Into the neighborhoods.
Into the neighborhoods, Ukrainian village, the cemetery tour. There's a gardening tour, a theater tour. Whatever your hobby is, there is a walking
for the
tour.
Excellent destination.
There, whatever your hobby is, Steve.
Yeah. Literary Chicago. There's even a get wet tour where you go visit
pools
and
that
fountains.
Oh, yes. Water sports. Now, summertime and the lake, water sports all come together in Chicago.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of it.
Interesting choice of words.
There are 30 beaches right downtown Chicago. I never thought of it as go to
beaches
the beach and go
beaches.
To Chicago.
Well,
those two
Lake
never
Michigan,
went together
so
in my brain.
Starting at the river up north, there's about 15 continuous miles of
we got
lake
miles
shore.
And miles
this
of beach here.
Right
and you can bike
Lake
along
Michigan.
It. You can walk along it.
Beach volleyball, guys.
Oh, yeah?
And also you don't think of Chicago again in terms of nature and, you know, think of the West maybe, but
yeah.
They have a butterfly haven, 6 parks with nature trails, a bird sanctuary. They even have an 18-hole golf course right in the middle of Chicago.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but the nature trails are something. Steve and I went to a nature trail, the Red Maple Swamp Park in Cape Cod. So it's the kind of thing we like. And to see something like that in Chicago is really special.
And there's something always happening or changing in Chicago. So if you've been there a few years ago, you're bound to find something new and exciting again on a repeat visit.
Talk about new and exciting. Mm-hmm. The latest thing that's happened there now is something called the Millennium Park.
A little late. It was supposed to open.
You mean like
the
Centennial
Millennium.
Park that opened in 1983?
This is way beyond that.
Better late than never, though.
Tell us about it.
Millennium Park basically is it's attached to Grant Park, right downtown. It's got interactive fountains. It's a large area to roam around with
Frank Gehry. Do you know where he was born?
No.
He designed this Pritzker Pavilion. It's a gorgeous band shell that's just out of sight. Modern design. Toronto guys.
Ooh,
born
Canadian.
In Toronto. Canadian
See,
guy.
Anytime they get famous, they go to the States.
It was the former director of the Toronto Transit Commission that redeveloped the Chicago Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was on the verge of bankruptcy years ago, and Alf Savage moved down from the Toronto Transit Commission to head up the Chicago Transit Authority, put it back on its feet. The main anchor at WBBM in Chicago, the CBS station, Linda McLennan, former co-anchor of CTV's Canada AM.
Wow.
So, lots of things.
Could have been Tim Sheehy.
Now,
yes.
For those of you listening today, if you were going to just get over to Chicago really quickly, on July 16th to the 18th, they are having the grand opening of the Millennium Park. So you have free concerts, free parades, a 3-ring circus, dancing all night long, and of course the Architectural Foundation is doing walking tours of the whole park and other areas. There's ice skating there. There's everything you can think of, you know, in this sort of beautiful new centerpiece of downtown.
Sandra, you've made Chicago sound like such an amazing place that I want to go to, actually, for not just that, but also the food. I want to try some of those hot dogs and pizzas. We've got about 30 seconds before we hit the break. This is the end of your segment today. Give us whatever numbers and information you want us to
have. I have the numbers here right on my chart here that they gave them. 1-877-CHICAGO, 1-877-244-2246, on the internet at www.cityofchicago.org/tourism. For more information, 1-877-CHICAGO.
And Stan and Sandra, well, thank you for joining us once again on World. And visit their website. It's i95guide.com.
Drive i95.com.
Drive i95.com works. Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Special guest Ella Sobel, Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips, and of course on the line with the one and only inimitable Jerry Wagschul. Jerry, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show once again.
Oh, hello, everyone. How are you all doing?
Doing great, Jerry. Now, Jerry's an investigative journalist based in New York City, and he joins us with some updates. He went down to the Dominican Republic for a sort of a short getaway, and tell us more about it, because it's sort of really coming into its own. It was mostly popular with Canadian and German visitors up until a few years ago, but the American audience, American listeners, have really taken to it.
Well, you know, Stephen, that's a great introduction to be. Yes, this is the first time. I've been to a lot of different places, actually, in the Caribbean that I've talked about on your program. I think St. Lucia, Antigua, Trinidad and Tobago. And, I mean, I knew that a lot of Canadians had gone to the Dominican Republic, and this is the first time that Alexa and I and our baby Caroline, that's actually a year and about 3 months old, went on a trip there. And we went to a place called the Punta Cana Resort and Club, and I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I had read about it on its website. I knew that Julio Iglesias and Oscar de la Renta and Baryshnikov had places that were on had houses on the resort itself in a place called Corrales. So I knew it had to be nice, but I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And I can tell you that. After spending a week there, in some of their materials, they talk about not wanting to come home and staying. And, in fact, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this later, but I did, in fact, meet people who did not come home from there.
Not simply because they lost their airline ticket and couldn't afford a new one home.
No, actually, it's funny you bring that up, too. I remember trying to buy a one-way ticket, actually, when I was there to just because I flew JetBlue from New York to Puerto Rico, and then I took just a kind of puddle jumper over there. And in fact, Dominican Republic, they will only let you buy a return ticket. Of course, it doesn't mean that you have to use it. Anyway, that's what I mean. People do try to do that.
It's all a conspiracy and it comports with the airline industry to get double the revenue so they can still lose double the revenue.
It could be. I'm not quite sure, but I guess they don't want to encourage people staying there forever, as I was suggesting. But let me just tell you a little bit about this place. It's a sprawling resort. The thing that's really amazing about this particular resort, the Punta Cana Resort and Club, is that it's an amazing how much land this place actually has. I mean, there's like miles and miles of beach, and then on top of that, there's like about another, you know, over a dozen, you know, miles of coastline, some of which is beach and some of which isn't. And that's quite amazing when you consider traveling in other parts of the Caribbean where, you know, you have kind of one resort after another resort after another resort. I remember it was in Antigua, just next to you, there's another place, and the beach is beautiful, and the sand is beautiful, and it's a gorgeous white sand in Antigua, but you don't have this kind of seclusion that you would get at a place like the Punta Cana Resort and Club. This resort, I mean, it's quite amazing, actually, from the moment that you arrive at the Punta Cana Airport, which is owned by the Punta Cana Resort and Club, and it was an airstrip, actually, that they sort of set up years and years ago, over 30 years ago, but now they've turned it into a completely, an amazing little airport where all the people who are flying into that sort of area around Punta Cana go into. And you're right on the resort. So, like, just when you arrive into the airport, the Punta Cana Airport, and in fact, in the high season, it's taking 250 flights a week, the low season, 100, you actually get, you're actually right there, and you're just, like, minutes away from the resort, and you can get picked up and brought there. One of the big things that people do when they're at this resort is golf. And this resort has, actually, the golf course itself, which was modeled after Pebble Beach, has actually, you know, four holes that are actually on the coastline. And there's also an amazing thing which we discovered. I took a golf lesson just sort of driving balls. It's actually, you know, golf is not, I mean, for people who don't play, it's actually not that easy.
It takes a lot of practice.
Takes a lot of practice, and in fact, one of the things that they do at this particular resort is they offer you kind of where you can go in the afternoons, and you can actually take a kind of like golf workshop or golf training over a 5-day period, where you can actually by the end of that period come out and be a pretty, you know, an okay golfer, good enough. Because if you're not good on a golf course, they won't actually let you on.
Well, I remember that one time going golfing with a group of my colleagues one time, and they were Were you there, Stan, at the time?
No.
Well, Harvey and the guys, we went golfing, and of course they started yelling at them because they were taking too long to play.
Take too long, too many strokes. If we could do as well in bowling as we do on the golf course, right?
Well, that's it. You know, it's kind of like a traffic jam, right? I mean, if you're too slow, I didn't know this until then, but if you're too slow, they'll just sort of kick you off the court because you're holding up all the other people from playing. So this way, if you take this kind of golf workshop, I mean, this is a really good golf training over there. At the end of it, you can play quite an amazing game of golf. They have a brilliant clubhouse over there as well, which is just a stunning sort of, you know, white, sort of has this kind of like very white look to it, sort of off-white look to it, and a lot of marble on it. Just a brilliantly designed clubhouse with an amazing pool and its own little private beach. And Alex and I and the baby spent actually many, many afternoons. And one of the ways you get around this resort, just sort of I'm trying to explain it, is it's quite spread out, is you rent like a little golf cart and you sort of bop around on that. So that's a lot of fun. I mean, I remember in St. Bart's we rented a little car and we kind of bopped around everywhere. But I think in a way this is even more relaxing because you have a little golf cart that sort of takes you from place to place. And you're not driving on the highway, so you don't have the stress of that or driving on a sort of scary road, but you're still driving. This is kind of fun.
And this is an all-inclusive resort, so you don't have to always have your hand in your pocket to dish out for this or dish out for that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, in fact, Stephen, it is the only non-all-inclusive resort, actually, on Dominican Republic. Almost all the resorts in the Dominican Republic are all-inclusive resorts, except for this one. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a very interesting thing. In this resort, you do get, when you pay, which the rates start from $80 a person upwards, which is like an extremely U.S., which is an extremely, I think, fair rate for a standard room. And then, of course, they have villas on the beach and everything, which are more expensive than that. But basically, for your particular standard, or what they call a superior room, it's 80 U.S. and more. That includes your breakfast, and that includes your dinner, which you can take at the sort of all-inclusive restaurant. However, it is the only non-all-inclusive restaurant, and I spoke to the manager there. I'm trying to understand. I'm like, well, what makes, you know, what? Why is it important, you know, what's so special about a non-all-inclusive thing? It sounds like you just get less stuff for the same amount of money. But what was explained to me by various people that were there and what I got to experience myself is that, in fact, the non-all-inclusive resort gives you more options because you can go around, and the philosophy is that you want to try different things as opposed to going to the same places all the time. You could actually get, you know, go to the marina. They have a marina there where they had a big fishing competition, for example, just outside the main sort of that's connected to the resort, but it's a little ways away from the sort of the main area, and try things like that. And as well, I mean, the other thing is that you don't have that feeling where you're actually, you know, paying a lot of money, and I won't mention some names, but there are some places where you actually go and you pay quite a bit, and then you think to yourself, well, I really want to get my money's worth. So you go out, you drink like a fish, and you eat like a little cochon, you know, and then you walk around like with your kind of like drunk all the time and kind of feeling like you've eaten too much, and you walk away, you know, being 10 pounds heavier at the end of your trip. And so you're trying to get your money's worth. You don't have to do that here. And if you're not a big alcohol guy like me, then you're actually, in the end, I think, saving money and at the same time not feeling all the time like you're under pressure to, you
Jerry,
know.
Are you saying that you are a big alcohol guy or that you're not
a big
alcohol guy?
No, I'm saying I'm not. I'm not a big alcohol guy. So for me, this is the kind of way that I'd like to go because why do I need to spend all that extra money?
You're not paying for the excesses of all the rest.
Exactly. I'm the kind of guy that goes to a resort. I'm going to have a couple of beers, you know, with my dinner, but I'm not going to be drinking. But I think what I'm trying to say is that I think sometimes these all-inclusive places actually encourage people to start drinking at 10 a.m. because they're thinking, well, if I'm paying $300 or $400 a day, then I damn well want to get my money's worth. Mm-hmm. And if you see what I mean, there's a little bit of pressure there. Here you don't have any of that pressure.
Well, Stephen is the number one guy when it comes to enjoying his options, I must say. And this sounds like a terrific destination for you to go with. I also got that idea of your golf clubhouse and how beautiful it must look with the contrast with the sky. And do you see the golf of Mexico actually?
Yeah.
That?
So, you know, the blue water and everything. Jerry, we're coming up on the break. Can you give a few numbers out before we pick you up following the break?
Absolutely. The number to call the Punta Cana Resort and Club is 1-888-442-CANA. And when we come back after the end, the website is www.puntacana.com.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. In studio again with Stephen Pickford. Willem Back is here, and we've got Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips. Ella has just quickly exited the studio for a few minutes. I think we should be playing American Pie, waiting for her to come back.
Oh, yes.
Gives you an idea what she's doing. And, of course, we've got special guest on the line, Jerry Wagschall, continuing his broadcast. Jerry, welcome back.
Thank you very much. A couple of things I just also wanted to tell you guys about the Punta Cana Resort and Club. On the resort itself, of course, there's 8 restaurants to choose from. There's some that specialize in Dominican cuisine, Italian cuisine. There's a brilliant seafood restaurant right on the marina itself. There's going to be planning to expand what's happening, the basically for the wives of the, or, you know, whoever, of the people who are, of the guys who are playing golf. There's going to be an expanded clubhouse over there pretty soon, where there's going to be a new spa. There's going to be a spa, so that, you know, you hear about this stuff, for example, of these sort of golf widows. Well, this clubhouse is so amazing. I mean, whoever is there, they can go and basically use the spa or other, you know, on top of the pool that's already there.
Did you go, Jerry?
Hmm?
Did you go to the spa?
No, the spa's not open yet. There's plans to develop it. There's also other things that you can do at the resort, which are horseback riding and diving. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about both.
Both are related to the spas, if you think about it. But that's something that Stephen, of course, should be the consultant on, how to best get the value out of the spa.
Oh, and let me mention one thing here, too. I want to bring up. Of course, JetBlue, in terms of getting to the Dominican Republic, and of course you know that, but I'll tell everybody else, JetBlue has started now, in the month of June, 2 flights that are going from New York. One is going to Santiago. The other one is going to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. These flights hadn't actually started when we went, which was at the beginning of June. However, these are the amazing new flights that are going on. That's starting from $99 each way. They're less than four hour flights. And, of course, you know, we all know about how great JetBlue is. I said the flight to Santiago leaves at 6:50 in the morning, and the flight to Santo Domingo leaves at 9:05. And already there's a flight in the evening. And already there's a flight, of course, to Puerto Rico from JFK. And there's another flight that now is happening that goes from between JFK and Aguadilla in Puerto Rico. So you can see that JetBlue is really sort of moving into the Caribbean market as well. And, of course, you always know with JetBlue that you're never going to have a problem. There's never going to be a delay. You know that you've got the TV and the digital TV to watch, and you've got the leather seats and everything else that we've always said about JetBlue. So if you want to take these now from these two destinations to get to Punta Cana, you can take a puddle jumper, of course, or you can explore other areas. You can maybe combine a trip to the Punta Cana Resort and Club with something, a visit to one of the other area, to some of the other areas as well. JetBlue doesn't fly directly into Punta Cana, but like I say, they fly to areas which are very, very close to it, and of course, which are also worth exploring, because the whole island of the Dominican Republic is quite, quite special.
This was the first international service for JetBlue, the expansion of their route system, and of course, we talked about the satellite TV on board, but there were some technical issues with regards to flying internationally and over the water, so they had to sort of revamp the system to, rather than the satellite TV, they have sort of two special channels they had to redesign the aircraft on that. So
absolutely right, Stephen. I remember that there were some areas on when we were flying over the ocean that were quite different. And the number to reach JetBlue, 1-800-JETBLUE and www.jetblue.com. Let me tell you quickly about a couple of other things to do in the Punta Cana Resort and Club. There is an ecological preserve there. There's a big emphasis on working with the working with nature at that resort that stems back from its origin in 1969. There's an ecological preserve. You can go on an ecological walk where you can see all kinds of very interesting sort of natural things. There is a horse ranch that's run by a former dentist from the United States where you can go horseback riding on the beach. It's a very wonderful experience. And also there's like a petting zoo for the kids. And to talk also about diving. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that. I've talked to you about that on previous shows. But there's very good diving, actually, at Punta Cana. And the nearby place, actually, I was going to mention, it's called a place called Bavaro. And that's where a lot of the Canadians actually fly into. But it's a very congested place with a lot of people going to these all-inclusive resorts. Well, Punta Cana is quite different than that. And the diving there is probably the best in the area. There's a coral reef, which has about, just off Punta Cana, there's a diving shop run by a diving place run by a guy named Antonio Milamacci, an Italian, and he's interesting. He's actually a guy from the Italian Navy, Italian Special Forces, something called the Italian Navy SEALs, and he worked with the Green Beret. So he's got this incredible military background. He's also an accomplished skydiver as well. Actually, the guy who certified Chelsea Clinton and gave her diving license. And so you're in pretty
Chelsea
good hands.
Chelsea Clinton how to dive?
Yes, he taught Chelsea Clinton how to dive. So you know that you're in pretty good hands with him, because when he did that, there were all kind of special, you know, those Secret Service guys all around the island and everything else. But there's a wreck that they sunk specifically to improve the diving in the area. So the diving is also good because the fishermen have agreed not to fish in the area where the diving is, so that the fish aren't scared away. No, this is true. And this is
a big one.
What?
I got a big one. It's a tourist. It's a 200
pounds.
This is amazing, because most fishermen will not agree to these kinds of things. So that's actually a special kind of thing that they've agreed to. And the diving in this area is really quite unique because of the fact that there's so many different spots to dive. They got the wreck, and you've got this amazing dive team that's there. So that's really worth investigating as well. Again, more emphasis on nature. When we were there, we saw like baby turtles being like released into the ocean.
Sea turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Loggerhead turtles.
Yeah, little turtles. I can't remember what kind they were. And also something else to mention about the tone and the service at Punta Cana Resort and Club. Very, very friendly people. They're not trained to be friendly. They're naturally friendly. So if you want to go, and they were very, very nice to our baby in a very family-oriented resort, it's 1-888-442-CANA for the Punta Cana Resort and Club.
Oh, Jerry, you had a lot of fun down there. You're sort of the man about town. Have anything to do with, you know, outdoors and nature and combining that with food and fun and sun? Hey, that's Jerry Weichel's beat.
That's it. And it's quite a beat it is. And I love talking about it with you guys, so I had a great time.
Jerry, it's wonderful having you back on the Travel World Radio Show. Any final numbers to give away?
Again, the number for JetBlue, 1-800-JETBLUE, www.jetblue.com. For Punta Cana Resort and Club, 1-888-442-CANA. The time to go to the club is now, because there's another company which is planning to do some development in the future. And I think, of course, they'll still maintain the resort will still maintain its integrity. But with some other resort, you know, near it, the time to go is now to sort of really sort of capture everything in its kind of undeveloped state.
Well, Jerry, that's quite the phone number. Listen, welcome. I'm glad you were able to join us once again on the show. And we're reaching the top of the hour, the end of our show on our new Star Guide 3 position here, AMC 8 Transponder 23. And we want to also just touch on also the telephone numbers and websites for Stan and Sandra's segment in Chicago.
Yep. 1-877-CHICAGO, 1-877-244-2246, www.cityofchicago.org/tourism.
So it's good having Ella back in studio, back from... You know, when it gets hot in Montreal, we have 11 months of cold, 1 month of hot, and that's the 1 month she takes off to go to the cold place.
Actually,
on her.
Actually, it was warmer than it was here.
Yeah,
it was,
I know.
93 degrees, we were watching it there.
I
she
figured she'd rub it in.
Sweating there while we were...
Hottest and driest time on record in Fairbanks.
Yeah, and at least we had nice weather out in Cape Cod, so had something in common with one of our colleagues, Harvey Borsick. Well, Jerry, thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. We're going to let you go as we sign off again for another week. Where does the time go, Steve?
Oh, yes, and next week, looking at the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, number one Comfort Inn in the world from Choice Hotels.
Gotta love that place.
And also talking to travel journalist Ann Martin, who did a series on television, traveling across Canada by train, which is going to be on over the next few weeks on PBS stations across the United States.
We got 10 seconds. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stan Posner.
And Sandra Phillips.
And Jerry.
Jerry Wagschel.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show. Happy traveling, everybody.